Should PD-L1 levels generally be tested in patients with locally advanced non-small cell? About two-thirds of those present said yes, 21% said no, 12% were undecided, and I think we have another question to follow. In general, do you believe Durva should be used as consolidative treatment after chemoradiation for patients even in the absence of PD-L1 expression? Here, bare majority, 54%, 23% said no, and 23% said, I don't know. So here's the faculty. Dr. Jolly, you're the outlier on whether we should test PD-L1 levels, at least amongst those here. Drs. Rizvi and Spiegel, both medical oncologists, also felt no. The other three of us, at least those here, felt we should, or at least strongly consider it. Can you elaborate on
that? Sure. So the Pacific trial was independent of PD-L status, showed a benefit. So the standard of care for these patients is chemo-RT followed by Durva, independent of PD-L, and you know we can talk about the less than 1% population. And at our institution, we don't routinely check PD-L for stage 3 patients because we're going to treat them with the standard evidence-based way. And the question that always comes up at our tumor boards is that, well, if this patient recurs, we're going to biopsy that area and look at PD-L at that point. So what is the benefit, unless the patient's, of course, on protocol or some other reason that you need that PD-L? I mean, personally, I would like to have it, but it's not...
You don't feel
it's not,
mandatory.
It's not mandatory, and I was kind of... to create a little bit of controversy here, to have the discussion about this, but we don't routinely get it at our institution.
Dr. Liu, at your institution, Stanford, you routinely obtain it, or at least try
Yeah, we do. I mean, and I think the point is that we standardly would give the Durva afterwards sort of regardless, but I think this one scenario where it's helpful is if it happens to be the less than 1%, in somebody who maybe is a little bit tenuous or borderline getting to beat up after chemo radiation, or if they have some risk factors like underlying IPF and so on, you know, we might think twice about it and not do the consolidation in somebody with the less than 1%.
So if it's 1% or higher, you'll embrace it with some degree of enthusiasm. If it's zero, with some degree of ambivalence.
Right.
Is that a fair statement? Of course, the approval in the U.S. is independent of PD-L1 level. And all of us, intriguingly, would give it regardless, all 8 of us.